Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for January 1st, 2025. Happy New Year's, and I'm sure you all aren't listening to this. I'm sure you're all hungover, and maybe, huh?
Maybe.
And what a year.
I know.
2024, I'm glad to see it in the rearview mirror. A lot of great, great things, and a lot of really, really tough things. Especially the last second of the year, Devil's got a fight, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give a shout out real quick to Jake Donaldson, who came in to our area, and Jake and I talk all the time through Facebook Messenger about hunting, and you know he's the one that sends us a shatterbox stuff and everything else, and he had invited me to go turkey hunting out there. It's a different breed of turkey than what we have here. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to go with your permission. I'm going to go.
This is a first ever one. He's putting me on the spot on the air. Number two, I would never say no.
I want to go. And I'm if the invite still stands, because I didn't get to see him when he came in, and hopefully he's not too upset. But the go in and bring a couple sacks of crawfish and maybe bowl for him.
And number three, you've never asked permission to do anything.
But anyway,
you are happy New Year,
Jake, and to you and yours. Happy New Year to all you lifers. And I apologize about that, bro. Shit happens. It gets beyond our control.
Yes, and I hope you're healing very, very well.
Yeah. I saw that. We do most like Messenger, so I don't really get to see all his posts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't do Messenger, you know, maybe once every couple of days. But I did see that thing. That's, what was it?
Skin cancer.
Yeah. So y'all, you know, when you were young, we used to oil up with baby oil instead of suntan oil. Yeah, just roast ourselves. And I used to get so dark every year. Man, evidently it's a real deal. And now I believe, and I'm not invincible naturally, like because of the things I've been through, brucellosis, trigeminal neuralgia, everything else. But I don't want any part of what the skin cancer part either. Another buddy of mine had it on his forehead, and so, but anyway,
yeah.
Happy New Year's. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. We know probably not too many people are going to listen to today's show, and that's okay because it's the holidays and all that. But I want to do something a little bit different, Sin. So let's get out some true crime time for Wednesday, January 1st, 2025.
Did we introduce ourselves?
Oh, I'm sorry. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
Yeah, just kind of rolling this out this morning. Y'all recording a day early. So I'm sure some shit's going to happen tonight. This is New Year's Eve. But, you know, I was thinking about this year and how we, so many times we discussed, is there more killing now than it used to be and mm-hmm. all that. Well, the one thing I know we agree upon and I've stated is that I totally believe there's more mass shootings.
Yes.
And I found something that's kind of interesting. It actually is very interesting. And it's about all the mass shootings that occurred in 2024. And hopefully somebody, if you're thinking about doing a mass shooting, you'll hear all this shit and you won't do it. Do you mind if I do that?
Of course not.
We'll go a little bit off script here. I think it's important. It's so prevalent now. It's so common that we forget all these. Y'all, you're never going to believe this. That when I tell you all the mass shootings that occurred, and I'm sure we must have covered most of them this past year. But man, it's shocking. So I'm going to read something and just comment. And y'all, we won't take much of your time. I know it's bowl games today. And, you know, you're eating your cabbage and black-eyed peas. Cabbage for money, black-eyed peas for luck, pork for what? I don't know either. And then cornbread, that's what we do. Then the weather's cooling off finally, and we're going to go get to hunt. Hopefully, we haven't missed the rut. But, well, let's just go to January 6, 2024. And a 17-year-old boy killed 4 members of a family that were his neighbors in Central California. And the people he killed were 81, 61, 44, and 43. Who remembers this? It's so common now, you don't even think about it. And this was in a small town near Fresno, and the 3 bodies were found in their backyard, including one that was buried in a shallow grave, while another was found in the detached garage of the teenager's home.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even remember reporting that one. That's January 6th. January 13th, go to Richmond, Texas, and a 46-year-old man shot his ex-wife and 3 other relatives, including his 8-year-old niece. And this was in Houston, and then he killed himself, right? He had told his estranged wife that he wanted to get back together, but she refused. And in addition to killing his niece and wife, he also killed her brother and sister, who were ages 43 and 46. But this is a week apart, January 6th, January 13th.
Right.
January 21st. In Tinley Park, Illinois, a 63-year-old man, and this is Tinley Park is a suburb of Chicago. He killed his wife and 3 adult daughters, and he shot the 4 family members, aged 53, 24, and 2 25-year-old twins, after they got in a fight at their home. And he's charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder. That's January 21st.
Right.
So you got the 6th, the 13th, every week, the 21st.
Right.
Also, January 21st, 23-year-old man shot 8 people, including 7 of his relatives, and he injured a 9th person in another Chicago suburb. This is in Joliet. He then shot himself when he was confronted by law enforcement in Texas. So he hauled ass, I guess. They believed he was trying to get to Mexico. And the victims included his mom, his siblings, his aunt, uncle, and 2 men. They don't even think he knew those 2.
Yeah.
They were found in 2 homes outside an apartment building and on a residential street. Same day.
Yeah.
That's in Chicago, the same town. How far do you think we're going in the future now?
Oh, probably a day.
2 days. In El Mirage, California, authorities found the bodies of 6 men in the Mojave Desert outside of El Mirage after someone called 911 and said he had been shot. They think that the men probably shot to death in a dispute over marijuana. The bodies were found 50 miles northeast of Los Angeles in an area known for illegal cannabis operations, and 5 men were arrested and charged with murder. That's pretty much what they call it, the golden
Yeah, the whole triangle, we used to watch a show about that.
That's where Jenny White lives.
Yeah.
Out there somewhere.
But what's interesting is that none of these so far are gang related. Except this one is the first time you brought up drugs.
Yeah.
But the other one is family member. The other ones have been family members.
Yeah. I mean, I should have done.
Do you know what I'm saying? So
family.
It's time for Family Matters.
Y'all, a lot of this is going to be Family Matters. And so we'll fast forward a whole whopping 14 days to February 7th, 2 days after my birthday. And 6 bodies were recovered from the ashes of a fire in a home near Philadelphia. And the ones that died included 3 children, and they were killed by a 43-year-old male relative who died after shooting and wounding 2 police officers, right? And that's in East Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. Mm-mm. We're just covering the country.
Yeah.
In the first couple of weeks.
Yeah. And
so let's go another 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days.
To Huntington Park, California. And there were a bunch of shootings over several hours, and 4 people were killed. So a man in Bell, and a man in Los Angeles Shopping Center parking lot, and a 14-year-old boy in Cudahy, and a homeless man in Huntington Park. At least one other juvenile was wounded. And here you are. The 2 gang members were arrested in connection with the shooting.
Okay.
So they did it. This is still a mass shooting because you're killing more than 2 people.
Yeah.
Same suspects.
Right.
I mean, what the fuck?
It just.
Okay. I'm going to roll you ahead another 5 days to February 16th, Birmingham, Alabama. And 4 men were killed in a drive-by shooting. Dozens of shots were fired outside of the Birmingham home, and people were standing outside the house as they got their cars washed when someone drove by and opened fire. Mm-mm. No arrests were made.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? How many days this time?
1-3.
And a 39-year-old woman set fire to a home to kill herself and her 4 children, ages 2, 5, 9, and 9. And detectives think the mom set the fire to a mattress and left a note saying she intended to kill herself and her children. The firefighters got there and the house was burning up, and neighbors tried to save the family, but the fire was too intense.
But somehow she got away, but she intended to kill herself.
Let me make sure I got it right. Yeah, you're right. She intended to. You're absolutely right. So let's go not even 11, 12, 13, another 2 weeks to King City, California. And 3 men with masks got out a silver Kia and shot up an outdoor party in Central California, and then they killed 3 men and a woman and wounded 7 others. And it happened on a street with, you know, modest homes, which faced a commercial district in King City.
Yes.
Right. It's so commonplace. People are just used to it now.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was. And if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day and allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price.
Yeah, I don't think we've reported on half of these. But these are mass killings.
But how could you? We would have to have a show dedicated strictly to mass shootings. Yeah. And this goes against, because you're doing this for a reason, but I'm saying reporting on these, the copycats and all of that. I know you're making a point here. Yeah.
Probably there could be some copycat stuff in it, but I think my point is, no value for life.
And right. I know that's your point.
As killings.
Yeah.
That people just do it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Nothing. Because they're playing a game.
Go to every one of these autopsies and tell all these families or people aren't coming home. Then we get 7 more days. Honolulu, Hawaii. And a woman and 3 children, ages 10, 12 and 17 were stabbed to death in a Manoa home. Now, the woman's husband was also found dead. And the investigation shows that the husband fatally stabbed his wife and 3 kids. Police said the 5 deaths marked the state's worst mass killing since 1999. And there was no history of domestic calls to the residents.
And there was no guns, and it was a knife.
Oh, yeah. They,
if someone wants to hurt you,
they can do it.
They're going to do it. And it might not be a killing, but it could be, a bite.
Yeah, exactly
right. It could be any form. So
let me tell you something. Have you ever been bit?
I actually.
Besides a dog biting.
I feel like I recall. Yes.
When I was a boy, I bit my sister and my dad, and I didn't bite her. I didn't tear skin and shit. My daddy taught me an invaluable lesson.
Yeah.
He held me down. He said, "You want to bite somebody, mother?" He said, "I'm going to let her bite you."
And she had no mercy.
when she bit me, she took a hunk out of my arm, and then he got in trouble with my mama for letting her do that. But bites hurt.
Yes.
And I don't know how, I mean, when you take a hunk out of somebody's arm or ear or whatever, how you don't drop, if you're holding something, you don't drop it.
Right.
All right, let's go. How many days?
We've been on like a 3 or 4 day roll, so I'm going to go with 5.
1 day later.
Shoot.
In West Virginia, Ireland, West Virginia, the bodies of 4 people, and they were age 3 months to 90 years old. They were found inside a burning home. And a 5th person who had a gunshot wound was discovered dead behind a chicken coop nearby. And the 45-year-old male suspect was found dead by suicide about 110 miles away, parked in a vehicle outside his family's home. And there you go. I brought 2 months old to 90 years old, 4 people.
Yeah, but in a fire. But yeah, in a fire. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's fucking horrible. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. We're going to just really get outside the box and fast forward a lot. Not so much. We went from March 11th. Now we're on March the 27th, Rockford, Illinois. And here we go. Frenzied stabbing and beating rampage killed 4 people dead in a matter of minutes, and at least 7 other people were injured. Authorities said a 22-year-old man was charged, and they didn't know his motives. The victims were 63, 23, 49, and 15. I don't understand.
It's an epidemic. It's an epidemic.
March. That's why I'm kind of reading this, because I'm going to do this every year on New Year's. We're going to do the year in mass killings.
I wish we had their names and we could read it and pay tribute to these people's lives. Mm. I mean, just they deserve to be remembered, and they deserve they didn't die. I mean,
their families remember them, their loved ones, and everybody that knew them. Let's go to Yukon, Oklahoma. And we're going to fast forward almost a whole month. We're fast forward 5 days short of a month. So like 20 some days. And a 10-year-old boy woke up and found his parents and 3 brothers dead in their home near Oklahoma City. All had been shot by his father.
So far, I do not remember any of these on daily.
I don't either. And the cops believe the 42-year-old man killed his wife and 3 sons, age 18, 14, and 12, and then he committed suicide. And that they don't know why this one kid was spared, and they don't have a motive for the shooting.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of this has been updated by now, but let's go fast forward a whole 7 days.
Okay.
April 29th, Charlotte, North Carolina. Now that I remember this. 4 officers were shot in the deadliest attack on U.S. law enforcement since 2016, and I believe that was going to be us in Baton Rouge. They were killed when a task force of officers from different agencies tried to capture a 39-year-old man for illegally possessing a firearm and fleeing to elude in a different county.
Mm.
4 officers.
Yeah.
And then I think there were more that were shot, but rest in peace, y'all. Rest in peace to all these people. Wow. Let's go forward a whole 6 days. Marion, Iowa. Police said a metal pipe was used to kill 4 people in an outbuilding of a rural home near Cedar Rapids.
A metal pipe.
You beat 4 people. I don't know what happened there or what their ages were, or whatever. Maybe they couldn't defend themselves. But if I'm in the room and the dude's beating somebody to death with a metal pipe and he's just got it on his mind, you know, like out of control.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we could either control him or get the fuck out.
Well,
right?
We might have tied him down. They might have been sleeping.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Let's go forward another 7 days. Mm-hmm. June 12th, Hudson, Florida. And there's a landlord. And he killed a family of four and burned their bodies. The children were 6 years old and 5 years old. And they found out about it after the family was reported missing by other family. And police say a backyard fire pit was smoldering when they searched the property in Pasco County. They burned them and, he killed them and then burned their bodies. Let's go forward a whole 9 days. I think it's nine. Yeah. Fordyce, Arkansas, June 21st. And a 44-year-old man shot people in a parking lot before shooting more inside the Mad Butcher grocery store. And he killed four people. He didn't have a connection to the victims. And the shooting occurred in the middle of the day in Fordyce, which is about 65 miles south of Little Rock. So a little town.
That grocery store reminded me of the first one that I can remember was when someone drove into a Wendy's. We were young.
It was McDonald's.
McDonald's.
And then he got out and had like a Uzi whatever and he shouted, "I'm having a Big Mac attack."
Okay.
That used to be their commercial slogan. And he shot them all up. They also did it in a Ruby's. In Texas and mass shooting, but that was, we were talking 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So let's fast forward 3 days, June the 24th, and a 48-year-old man who wasn't supposed to have any guns because of his criminal record, well, he killed himself, but only after he shot five people. And he had an argument with a former girlfriend, then he shot everybody up. And the victims at the apartment complex included a neighbor who tried to help and the neighbor's mother and grandmother. Come on, man. Then we'll go forward 12 days. To July 6th, Florence, Kentucky. And they were having a birthday party. They're partying. And so the early hours of the morning, four people were shot. They had a 21-year-old man who was the gunman. He crashed his car in a ditch during a police chase, and he was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
July 6th. We're halfway into the year.
Well, we're halfway into the year. School has already, the second semester of school, the spring semester, then the summer, and then we would be going into the fall semester. The first few months of the year, you didn't mention any of the mass school shootings.
This is all mass killings, more than two people at the same time. Let's go forward another 4 days to Alameda, California. And police arrested a man for shooting his wife and two children and his wife's parents in the San Fran Bay Area. The man's father-in-law went to a neighbor for help and spoke to police before he died, told him what happened.
Wow.
I mean, come on, man. That's a lot of people. Yeah. And let's go fast forward another 3 days. And I remember this one. In Birmingham, Alabama, you know how much time I spent up there working, at a nightclub. A guy shot him up, and one man died on the sidewalk while two women were killed inside the club, and another was taken to the hospital where he died. And I don't remember making any arrests, but all the shots were fired from outside the club. Mm-hmm. So they just shot up the building.
Yeah.
No thought for what may happen.
No.
Five more days. July the 18th in West Blockton, Alabama. So staying in Bama, a man killed his wife and four children who had ages ranged between 2 and 9. And this happened in a rural community in Bibb County. He didn't say anything about a motive when the police arrested him. And the sheriff there, Jody Wade, said, even seasoned officers told me it's the worst thing they've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right. How many days are we going for now?
Two.
One. July 19th. A grandmother and a mom and her two children, ages 5 and 4, were stabbed to death in an apartment in Brooklyn. I'm sorry, it's New York City, y'all. The cops arrested a 24-year-old man who knew the family. That's crazy.
It's stabbed.
Let's go for another 11 days, 11 or 12 days. Let's go to Plant City, Florida. On July 31st, police said somebody set a fire, and it killed four people near Tampa. And a 25-year-old dude's the one that did it. He's charged with arson and murder and arson.
Yeah.
But guess what? Three dogs also died.
Fudge. Jeez.
All right. We get a break. Mm-hmm. Not so much. Three weeks. Go to Dalton, Georgia on August 24th. Four males, age 17 to 21, were shot to death at a park. And a teenager was charged with the murder. And it was a robbery that went wrong. But multiple weapons were involved. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Really fast forward. You ready?
Mm-hmm. A few hours.
24 hours later, on August 25th in Syosset, New York, this dude was being forced to move out his deceased mother's home. He shot and killed four of his family members and then killed himself. This happened 3 days after they buried his mom.
Jeez.
I mean, bruh, this is crazy, right? And it just blew my mind. Lifers, I want y'all to hear it. Let's fast forward a whole 6 days. Arundhatuit, New York. Staying in New York. Four people were found dead after firefighters put out multiple fires at a home in upstate New York. And the cops said the people were found were likely killed by means other than the fire.
Right.
Firefighters found the bodies of two adults and a 2-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl. Fucking crazy.
No words.
Let's roll forward 2 days. September the 2nd, Forest Park, Illinois. Four people who were asleep in a Chicago. They were sleeping on a train in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Some people do that, you know, just get on there because they don't have things to go to.
Yeah.
We've seen that. And they were shot on Labor Day morning. Police were called to a Chicago Transit Authority station. And a 30-year-old man was arrested. The victims were a woman and three men. It's just fucking crazy. 2 days later, going to Winder, Georgia. And you're going to appreciate this one. Two students and two teachers were killed in Appalachie High School, northeast of Atlanta. And another teacher and eight other students were also injured. 14-year-old student was charged as an adult with the murders. They also charged his father with involuntary manslaughter and second-degree murder and cruelty to children, saying he gave his son access to a rifle used in shootings. I remember that one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
But, I mean, it's fucking horrible, right?
Right. It doesn't.
That must have been all the way up until September the 4th. And that's probably when this was written. So, because that is all I have on that, y'all. You know, I probably should look it up. But here's the last one. The latest mass killing in the U.S. happened Saturday in Birmingham, Alabama, where 4 people were killed and more than a dozen were injured outside a night spot in which cops said was a targeted hit by multiple shooters. It was the country's 31st mass killing this year. And this, according to a database maintained by the Associated Press and the USA Today, and they were working together with Northeastern University. Now, the Birmingham shooting occurred on the sidewalk outside Hush, a lounge in the Five Points South District. And the police chief, Scott Thurman, said the cops believe the shooting targeted one of the people who was killed, possibly in a murder for hire. A vehicle pulled up and multiple shooters got out and began firing, and then they hauled ass. Investigators were trying to determine whether anyone fired back, creating a crossfire. At least 135 people have died this year in mass killings, which are defined as incidents in which 4 or more people die within 24 hours. I was wrong about that. Mm-hmm. 4 or more people die within a 24-hour period, not which doesn't include the killer.
Right.
This is the definition used by the FBI. So the year before, in 2023, the year ended with 217 deaths from 42 mass killings in the United States, which made 2023 one of the deadliest years on record. I bet you they broke it in 2024.
It's so weird how the data changes, because I'm looking at...
But do you have an updated number for 2024?
I do have a dated number for 2024.
How many people were senselessly murdered in mass killings, mass shootings, or have killings, not just shootings, in 2024?
488.
Holy fuck. So that the 488.
And
let's put that into context.
That's more than obviously one a day.
That's the...
I know it's got to be 4
my whole school.
Yeah.
Silliman and I graduated when had 200 people from K through 12.
Yeah.
That's like killing... My graduating class had 28 people, and that's like killing the whole school
times
twice,
two
twice, and then another quarter.
It would have been killing all of Maurepas, just coming in and just killing
the
all
whole
of Maurepas.
Town. Just erase it. Kill them all. We don't care how young you are.
Nope.
How old you are. We just going to kill.
We're not happy. We're mad. We just want attention. I don't know what their motivation is. Like, what I mean, are they frustrated? I mean, what's there's never an excuse, but
480 something?
488 according to this report.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So this is January 1st, 2025, True Crime Time 4, Wednesday. And we just gave you, and we're going to do it every year. As long as we're breathing and doing podcasts, we're going to give you the updates every year. Let's hope and pray for everybody's sake that the 488 is drastically reduced.
Well, let's hope so. But the mama in me and the teacher in me, and I'm sure the police officer in you, I want to figure out what one thing we can do on a daily basis that can help one person not commit.
If you figure it out, you will win the Nobel Peace Prize. People have been trying to figure out the cause and how to stop crime since the crime began. It's not there. And I always said, being a cop is job security. Yeah, you're never going to run out of work.
No.
And it's crazy. But there you go, lifers. There's New Year's Day.
Joy.
True crime time for. It could be joy. It could be joyous next New Year's. They might not have any mass shootings.
That would
maybe
be
somebody
amazing.
Will figure it out.
I don't have the answers.
I think trying to figure it out would just make your head hurt.
If we were actually recording this on New Year's Day and I actually had a hangover, I would be sick to my stomach. But now I'm sick to my stomach before I get to even have a first drink of alcohol tonight.
Well, let's talk about that real quick, that since it's New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Probably, I had about a million hangovers, but I can assure you that probably the worst hangovers I ever had were New Year's Day. New Year's Day and then my birthday.
I was going to say, I might have to argue that your birthdays are pretty rough.
Pretty bad. And that's
coming, even pre crew bash, your birthdays.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The Las Vegas birthdays. Let's go have a drink, one drink at Duke's birthday.
Oh, God.
You didn't move for days.
Oh, then before Cindy, I mean, I remember my 21st birthday, Hunt and Peanut and them took me to the pub in Lafayette. Oh, I shouldn't even tell this story.
You should.
They did 21 different shots of different shit.
Oh.
And that's and I blacked out somewhere after that. And I was 21. I mean, I was 21 years old. And I woke up like 2 days later. it's amazing. I'm not dead. But it goes back to, you know, being hungover. And I would always have dreams like, I was in the desert and I couldn't find any water and I was dying of thirst.
It's probably because you were listening to the Eagles and on a horse with no name.
No, it's because I was severely dehydrated and I always woke up with cotton mouth and a big, thick tongue. So as the years went by, I got a little smarter. I'd keep a glass of water beside the bed in the night as I woke up. Yeah, this is the biggest misnomer. People think when you pass out that you rest. It's the worst sleep you can get.
Yes.
Hangover cures, that's another thing. Holy smoke, if I could ever figure out a cure for a hangover, we'd be the richest people in the world.
Hydration.
Doesn't matter. You're still going to be hungover. I've hydrated. I've done pickle juice. I've done everything there is to do. And
don't drink so much.
Well, except for that. I said hangover cure.
That is.
No, that's after you drink too much. but, you know, I thought about giving up beer.
For what, a second?
Yeah, that's about how long I thought.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, New Year's pledges and all that shit, which I never did. What's it called? Resolution.
Yeah. I know you don't do resolutions, but Dubs. I'm not allowing him to do a resolution this year. His last year's resolution was he wanted puppies. And he got puppies. Yeah, it's a surprise litter.
Yeah. And they're cute for about a minute, and you're the one that does all the work.
All the work. So, every single.
We don't want that either. But no. Y'all, you know, if you're in New Year's resolutions, I hope you live with it and stick with it. And I think they said the first Friday after New Year's is when everybody breaks it, or like 50% of people break their New Year's resolutions.
Well, you're not a resolution guy, but you are very goal oriented and you do resolutions, but like literally on the daily or the weekly basis. Like, I mean, this is what we're going to accomplish. This is what, and you set out, you achieve that goal. So it's not like a beginning of the year, I'm going to get fit and I'm going to exercise every day. It's let's set a goal and let's make it happen.
Are you calling me fat? She's laughing, y'all, because every time I say something about something, she's like, are you saying I'm fat? Saying I need to lose weight?
You said something the other day that was really funny. But anyway, so no, you don't do resolutions, but you actually do resolutions. You project things, you try, you know, you are very much a resolution person, but on the daily basis.
Yeah.
You like projection. You like to get mileage out of things. You like to talk about it and make it happen. You like to visualize.
Sorry for yelling. I guess you could call that resolve. Let's call it getting it done, making it happen as it comes up.
Yeah.
This shit's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or we're going to die trying.
Yeah, that's right.
So wherever you're at, we love y'all. Hopefully your head's not hurting too bad. Look, we're going to kick some ass this year.
Yes.
Hashtag justice for Haley. Y'all stay, I mean, I'm in the jailhouse visits, and the Patreon and convicts have both the audio and the videos.
Yes.
And it's very telling. And y'all listen to it. Please continue to like, listen, and share. Everything this dude's saying is bullshit. And don't think we're not about to bring the heat, unprove, disprove everything he's been saying all along. And then, and as the story goes on, we're going to tell you why there hasn't been a murder indictment yet. And it's all part of me telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
you know, prayers from Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler and everybody that knew and loved Haley and lifers. Y'all rock. I know you're getting more and more involved into it. It's carrying on,
yeah,
and the sharing and everything. That's very, very important, because at some point this year, the cow's going to eat the cabbage, however the fuck saying goes. It's, mm-hmm, it's coming, and we're going to do it together. God, I had something else. Oh, I want to say that we'll go ahead and make the announcement now that Miss Stephanie, Courtney Coco's mama, and I and her family filmed for Cold Case Files, and we filmed it last year. I guess it was last year in the summer. I don't remember when it was, but maybe last spring or whatever. But it's coming out, I think, on January the 24th. Cold Case Files starts this week with a new season, and it's on A&E.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's called like the Bayou Murders or something. And there's going to be 6 episodes. Courtney Coco's episode is the 5th. And I think it's on January 24th.
That's what I remember. Or the 25th. Yeah.
Well, we'll give you all the hard, firm date. Go watch it, lifers. Y'all made it happen. And this beautiful family made it happen. But y'all made it happen also. We saw it, Real Life for Crime, saw it all the way through. And, of course, we're definitely going to be in the episode. I don't know how they're going to play it. I think it's going to be – I mean, we spent several days filming and stuff I think it's going to be a more, maybe a Dateline. I think they did a good job, but they got sideways on some stuff. I'm looking forward to the Cold Case Files. I think we'll get you the firm date, January 24th.
If it's a Friday, and it's the 24th.
Wouldn't it be something if we wrapped up? I don't think we'll have Haley's wrapped up by then, because it's so much that we have. But if we could wrap it up, we can use that as momentum for lifers to remind y'all what you did in the past.
Yeah.
Right? So continue to do it, and let's do the same thing for Haley.
So I have a name from the past, because I, you know, in the beginning of Real Life Real Crime, it was such a tight-knit, small community. I mean, we would get a new listen, and it was, you know, I mean, you're sitting there watching the numbers all the time, but it's so neat when you hear from someone that was there from the beginning, and we haven't heard from them in a while. So yesterday, Kim Bookout messaged me. I mean, she's one of the original, like, top 10 lifers. She's OG lifer. And she was like, why doesn't this MF, or why wasn't he arrested? I just said, please have patience. Like, it's coming. And she's like, I want to do the call to action now. I don't need to hear anymore.
Like, Kim, wait until you hear the rest.
That's what I told her.
Fall out of your seat.
Yeah.
It's such a shocking story.
Yeah.
And, you know, lifers have been just fantastic to us. And over the years, and we look forward to 2025 being our best year ever. And y'all, you getting 6 shows a week now. Patreon Convicts get them commercial free early releases and all the bonus materials, but we're going to start dropping minis on Sunday, and that's going to start next week. And so you're going to get 7 days a week.
The content of that's a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
They're going to like it, though, I think.
Yep. And so that's it. We love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Hope you get everything you want in 2025. And I hope we just rock this year like no other. And I think we're going to, right?
Yes. Happy 2025, people.
And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
We'll holler at you later. Peace.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.